feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Sakar Murli, 14th April 2021. Your children have to have full faith in every aspect of the huge variety drama, because this predestined drama is absolutely reliable. Look, this drama enables every living being, human and animal, to play their parts perfectly. Even though someone may be wrong, he plays that part of being wrong perfectly. This is also fixed in the drama. When both wrong and right are fixed in the drama, then to have doubts about anything is not knowledge, because each actor is playing his own part. In a film, all the different named actors do their acting, own acting. And when you see them, it's not that you would dislike some or be happy with others. It's not like that. You know that. That is just a play in which each one has received his or her own good or bad part. In the same way, you also have to continue to watch this eternally created film as a detached observer in a constant and cheerful state. In any gathering, imbibe all these points very well. Look at one another whilst seeing each other's divine form. With the knowledge of experiences, imbibe all the divine virtues. With the awareness of your aim, let the divine virtues of being peaceful, humble, patient, sweet, and cool, etc. emerge. Hindus have a beautiful word for this world, and such a word is not there in any other literature of the world. Hindus called this world Leela. They called this world Leela. Leela means divine play, divine activities, divine acts. So it's a game, it's a play, it's a sport. Christians say God created the world. So there is a lot of seriousness in that. As if there is a purpose for the creation. This is the aim for the creation of the world. While in Hinduism, God is sitting idle. He has no work. So he thinks, let me do something. So he creates. So this world is a leela. A leela of God. God's play. Every year Hindus celebrate Ram Leela. So there is a celebration. Ram Leela, Krishna Leela. So whatever these avatars did, that is known as Leela. So this world is a divine play, a divine act, a Leela. So this is one of the most beautiful paragraphs in the entire Murli, which reveals so many secrets. Baba is saying, this drama is Vafadar. So absolutely loyal, reliable, bilkul Vafadar. Why? Because this drama has given different parts to different actors. So there are some actors who are doing right parts, who are doing right, and there are some who are doing wrong. Okay. But then they are playing that wrong part perfectly well. So there's no problem here at all. There are some pure souls, and there are some impure souls. But they are following the path of impurity perfectly well. Baba is saying, dekho, see this drama. Every jeev, prani, animal and human being, everyone has been given a part. Now, it's another thing, right or wrong, because this whole world is a play of opposite, pure, impure, real, unreal, truthful, falsehood. And there are some people who always speak truth. But there are always people who are following the false path of falsehood. But they are following the path of falsehood in a perfect manner. They are right, wrong, good, bad. There are good people, there are bad people. Now you cannot say that he is bad. Ravan is not bad. He has played the part of Ravana so well. How beautifully he has abducted Sita. What a skill it is. Look at his acting skill. He is such an intelligent guy. Lanka guy. So this Lanka guy, Ravan, he is very intelligent. He can plot. He can scheme. He disguised as a sadhu. And then he took her away. So can't you see the beauty hidden in that? So he is playing his part so well. He is playing the part of villain so well. So what is the problem? If you remove Ravana from Ramayana, the Ramayana falls down. Where is the glory of Ram without Ravan? If suppose there is no Ravan, so Ram has been exiled. So 14 years he spends in jungle and comes back. What is good in this? There is no climax, there is no thrill. So there is no wonder. There is no turning point. It is a Ravan who is responsible for Ramayana. It is a Ravan who is responsible for such a great glory of Ram. So, in this drama has given different parts to different individuals. So everyone is playing the part beautifully. Baba has given the example of film by scope. So there are different actors. So do you hate somebody and do you... Even they give best actor award to best villain award. Best supporting actor award. Best actor, best actress is always there. But best script, best screenplay, best choreography, best dialogues, best songs, best lyrics, best story. So these are all the different awards which are given. Best villain award. Now, you know that old actor, what is his name? Who is always drunk? Kisto? Somebody like that? In Hindi, old Hindi films. Kisto, somebody who is always drunk. But he himself is a teetotaler. He doesn't drink. But he did the part of drunkard in all the films so well. And people appreciate him. So this world is also a drama. This world is also a film. This also a movie where everybody is playing their respective parts. Some are good, some are bad. Some are positive, some are negative. Some are pure, some are impure. Some are understanding, some don't understand. Some are flexible, some are adamant. So you have to just enjoy it rather than getting disturbed. Some listen to you, some don't listen to you. Some behave as per your desires, some don't. Because Baba is saying, in drama they know that it's a game. And everybody has been given good or bad part. In the similar manner, you have to see this whole drama as Sakshi, with Ekras Avastha, and being cheerful, detached observer, in a constant Ekras stage. So when I see that, when I see this world as a drama, then what happens? I remain carefree. Because I know this is all game which is going on. I have no stress, no tension, no anxiety, no fear. And most important, I enjoy it. I enjoy the entire drama. You know, acting is one of the most spiritual professions in the world. Though it has become corrupt because of introduction of sensuality in it. But otherwise, acting is one of the noblest profession in the world. If suppose somebody is a painter, he remains painter the whole life. Only one job. Such a boring thing. Somebody is a doctor. So after 10 years also he is doctor. After 20 years also he is a doctor. After 50 years also he is doctor. So that consciousness has gone within that I am a doctor. But look at an actor. In one film he is a doctor. In another film he is a lawyer. In third film he is a murderer. In fourth film he is a lover. An obsessed lover. Another film he is a policeman. So he is changing his part so often. Sometimes he is a politician, a corrupt politician. Sometimes he is a freedom fighter who is so honest. So he enters so many roles. And this is a very easy for him to come to the conclusion that who I am and to begin the search. Because he himself knows that I am not a doctor, I am not a politician, I am not a lawyer, I am not a beggar, I am not a king. So this search comes to him very easily. Who am I? Who am I? This is the only thing to search. Rest everything is available on Google. So, we all are actors. But we forget. And we get stuck to only one role. That I am a doctor, I am a painter. I am a musician, I am a singer. That's it. Whole life goes with only one consciousness. Because we identify ourselves with that consciousness. So it's such a beautiful thing to think that I am a actor. And even if, forget the profession, but otherwise also I am playing so many roles. Morning, Amrit Vela, I wake up as if I am a sadhak, I am a disciple, I am practicing self-control. I'm waking up early in the morning. So different role. In yoga, I play different roles. In Murli class, I play a different role. While eating, I play a different role. While doing my seva, I play a different role. I have so many relationships. I am a boss somewhere. I am servant somewhere. There is somebody junior to me, somebody senior to me. I behave in a different manner with juniors and different manner with seniors. When a junior calls me, I respond in a different manner. When senior calls me, I respond in a different manner. When junior enters my room, I respond in a different manner. When senior enters my room, I respond in a different manner. When a friend enters my room, I respond in a different manner. Where people who admire me, I respond in a different manner. If I speak something, so many different people are created. First, those who admire me. Second, those who want to become like me. Third, who are jealous of me and they have enmity, and they have envious of me. Fourth, those who hate me and who don't like me at all. Stop this nonsense. Just one action of mine creates so many. Then there are some obsessed fans. So even these are created. So there are others who are critics. They criticize in a very logical manner that what you are saying is incorrect. It is absolutely against Srimad. They don't hate me, but their viewpoints are different. And they have logic. They have set of ideas with them. On basis of those ideas, they come to the conclusion that this man is incorrect. So there are others who oppose me in a logical manner, taking the help of Murlis or their past own experiences. So just one speech creates so many things. And there are others who are outside this group. Probably they have no knowledge of this Yajna or Brahma Kumaris. And for them, this very philosophy is incorrect. So, look at this, how many things are created here. Ardent admirers. There are others who want to become just like this person. There are others who become jealous. And because of this jealousy, now what they will do? There is a fire of jealousy burning within. So they invent means and methods to pass comment and to divert people from coming to this man by poisoning their mind. There are some who are full of hatred, but they can't reveal their hatred. They preserve it within them, in their own hearts. So this is a game. Now, if I feel that everyone should become an admirer, what a boredom. What a boredom it is. Everybody is coming out saying, oh, you are so good, you are so good, you are so good. We just want to become like you, become like you. Just these two categories. And all these categories are missing. Just imagine you go out and see a movie and there is a Ram who is doing all good works. And everybody is coming and praising Ram, you are good, you are good, you are good. And at the end also praising. Beginning, middle and end, and drama finishes. You feel what a boring it was. We will never go again. The money has gone in waste. There should be a Ravan who should hate Ram. There should be a Ravan who should become envious, jealous of him. Who would plan and plot. There should be a Shakuni there always. Who adds spice. Spices. Otherwise, Pandavas, the glory of Pandavas is all because of those Kauravas. Imagine if Duryodhan is not there, where will Pandavas stand? Nowhere. Along only with Krishna, they cannot be that much glorified. Krishna is less important, but Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra are more important for Pandavas. Because of these two guys, this Afghanistan guy, they are becoming more and more glorious. So, this drama is medley of different people. It's a variety. So you have to enjoy everything which is happening in this drama. No 2 days are similar, no 2 nights are similar. Every day, new things. New people you interact. New challenges. Everything new is happening every moment. So Baba is saying, you see somebody doing bad things. He is performing bad things perfectly well. Somebody is impure, he is impure in a perfect manner. Somebody is corrupt, he is corrupt in a perfect manner. The world is suffering from poverty. The poverty is necessary, unemployment is necessary. This pandemic, it's also teaching many lessons in an incognito manner. It's bringing what is within the souls. All the claims, outside claims of being yogi, of being an elevated Brahmin, they go away. Once you get caught in this grip of disease and you become so miserable, only few are there who remain stable in the face of such a disease. So it brings out the worst and the bad. Any tragedy, any natural calamity or any pandemic or any disease would bring out what is within you. So this world is to be enjoyed. This is a play, this is a game. And you are also an actor, you are also an audience. So enjoy. There are health benefits of games, there are physical benefits, mental benefits, intellectual, emotional, spiritual benefits, so many things are there. Your health improves, stress reduces, anxiety reduces, sleep improves when you play. So this whole life is about playfulness. This whole life is about enjoyment. This whole life is about being an audience and actor at the same time. Next Sunday's Murli is on this Karmatit. Karmatit means your actions. Today's slogan is also something like that. Good and bad effect. You should be away from good and bad effect. That is Karmatit. In the Murli, Baba said, you cannot become Karmatit now. If you become, then you will have to drop the body. That's inside the Murli. So, Karmatit you can become only when you see this world as a stage, as a drama. So what you can do is 7 days, just practice this one thing. This everything is a stage and everybody is an actor. I am also an actor and I cannot get disturbed by any others acting. Because everybody is playing his part perfectly well. The part of villain, the part of hero, the good part, the bad part, the impure part, the pure part, the cooperative part, the uncooperative part. Somebody is creating obstacle in the yajna. Somebody is creating obstacle in your service. So he is creating obstacle in such a beautiful manner. Somebody is passing comment on you, somebody is opposing you, somebody is criticizing you, somebody is throwing aspersions on you, somebody is maligning you, condemning you, but he is doing everything so well, so perfectly well. So enjoy it. Everything has to be enjoyed. There is a playfulness about this drama. That's why this world is a Leela. It's a Ram Leela. It's a Krishna Leela. This is a Leela which is going on. But you can enjoy it only when you are Sakshi, when you are detached observer. So don't get too much involved in karma. You do your job with all responsibility, your seva. But once the seva is done, get totally detached. As if you have no business with it. As if it is gone. So much detachment inside. This what is karma. No bandhan. Karma but no bondage. And you don't have to become karmatit after you drop the body. Karmatit is a journey. You are in the process of, you are in the journey. Yesterday you were karmatit here, now you are You are K, now you are in K2, K3, K4. You are entering the depths of Karmatit. So, enjoy the drama. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. You children have to have full faith in every aspect of the huge variety drama. Because this predestined drama is absolutely reliable. Look, this drama enables every living being, human and animal, to play their parts perfectly. Even though someone may be wrong, he plays that part of being wrong perfectly. This is also fixed in the drama. When both wrong and right are fixed in the plan, then to have doubts about anything is not knowledge, because each actor is playing his own part. In a film, all the different named actors do their own acting, and when you see them, it is not that you would dislike someone, be happy with others. It is not like that. You know that is just a play in which each one has received his or her own good or bad part. In the same way, you also have to continue to watch these eternally created films as detached observer, in a constant and cheerful stage. In any gathering, imbibe all these points very well. Look at one another whilst seeing each one's divine form. With the knowledge of experience, imbibe all the divine virtues. With the awareness of your aim, let the divine virtues of being peaceful, humble, patient, sweet and cool, etc. emerge. Sakar Murli, 14 April 2021. Om Shanti.